Brilliance Audio presents A Familiar Sight by Brianna Labuscus, performed by Kate Marson and Chris Andrew Siula.
The lace curtain created patterns of spattered light on the back of Reed Kent's hand as he held the wispy fabric away from the window, just far enough so that he had a clear view of the Porsche pulling to the curb. When the woman stepped out of the little red sports car, she looked up directly at him, like she knew he was there, like she was meeting his eyes, even though he was on the top floor of the townhouse. Reed took a quick step back into the shadows, letting the curtain fall. It was insubstantial enough that he could still see her as she stared for a second longer. Then she nodded once, an acknowledgement, before heading toward the steps. Reed shifted, pressed his spine to the wall, and sank to the floor, listening for the knock. It came. Came again. And again. A pause. Reed's fingers tapped an echoing beat against the barrel of the gun cradled so carefully in his hands, his forehead dropping to rest upon his upturned knees. How had it come to this? The door opened two floors below him. The woman was smart. She knew he was done hiding. There was no need to bother with a lock, and she wasn't the type to worry about warrants. The footsteps were tentative at first, and then quick and careful, the sharp staccato of high heels on marble pounding in his jaw. He could almost count the time it would take her to reach him. 40 seconds, maybe? His lungs collapsed, his heart ripping at every vulnerable seam as he thought of the ways his life had led to this exact moment. Every mistake, every love, every tragedy, every bruise, every laugh, every hesitation, every time he'd turned left instead of right. 20 seconds. The glassy eye of one of Milo's stuffed animals watched him from where it was tangled up in Sebastian's bedding. Both the boys had insisted on bunk beds, and Reed hadn't been able to resist. They asked for so little, put up with so much. A tiny whimper scraped at Reed's throat, one he'd be embarrassed by at any other time. And he reached for the animal, the bear that had once been so cherished. He buried his face in the warm fur of its belly and convinced himself that he could smell Milo on it still. Maybe even Sebastian. That he could smell childhood and innocence and silly giggles and overwrought tears. 3 seconds. He dropped the stuffed animal to the ground and pushed to his feet, the gun pressed to the side of his leg, terrifying and powerful at once. 1 second. Reed breathed in. The bedroom door opened.